This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Neat or on the rocks? It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
We are joined now by the host of BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. That's Send It In on the BetMGM Network. We're talking about PJ Glasser, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. They get that read for free. PJ, we're in the middle of our bold prediction show, and I know I don't want to put you on the spot, but I know it's bold prediction season, and a takesman like yourself has to be armed with at least a bold prediction for the upcoming NFL season. Do you have one that you can share with us here in the Sports Bar?
The Las Vegas Raiders, gentlemen, are going to make the playoffs.
Bang! I just said it 20 minutes ago, PJ. Gene laughed me out of the room.
I don't agree.
Danger, but... I mean, telling you. Gene, start believing in Vegas. They got a real coach for the first time. No more Jack Del Rio. Jack Del Rio, none of that. No more Antonio Pierce. Josh McNoah. We got Pete Carroll, one of the best in the business. Geno Smith. Great indoors, obviously going to play most of his games indoors in Vegas. And now they got a nice young running back in Genty. I like this Raiders team, you guys. I really do. I think they finished second in that division behind Kansas City this year. A lot of people are on Denver, the Chargers, but keep an eye on Vegas this year. I think they make the playoffs.
PJ, week one in college football, fantastic. And now we get to week two, and the schedule isn't as juicy, but we are looking at some games where we're looking at your advice. We get the in-state rivalry here, Iowa State. I'm looking at Iowa State, 2.5-point favorite against Iowa, which, okay, why is that? Ask you, how would you play this one, PJ?
I mean, Gene, the reason that the spread is so low is because Iowa has dominated this series. They've won 7 of the last 9 against Iowa State, but they've won 6 straight games on the road in Ames in this rivalry. So Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes have been great in this spot. I think they have the better team. Iowa State had that big win out in Dublin against Kansas State, but they've struggled in this matchup, and it usually comes down to turnovers and which offense kind of makes those key plays in this game, because it's usually low scoring, one possession. So, there are some threes out there. Gene, you mentioned the spread was 2.5. If people want to shop around and find a 3, I think that's a really good bet, key number in a game like this. But I like Iowa plus the 3.
Ole Miss and Kentucky squaring off as well. PJ, what's your take on this matchup?
Two bets I like in this game, guys, side and a total. I like the under, and I like Kentucky as well. The reason I like the under is I think Kentucky is the worst offense in the SEC. Their quarterback, Zach Calzada, only had 85 passing yards against Toledo last week. So I think against Ole Miss this week, probably going to struggle. And then Ole Miss is a really talented quarterback, Austin Simmons. I'm a big fan of his. But, guys, how many times did we see it in week one, right? Young quarterbacks making their first true road start, a lot of them struggled. And I think Simmons is going to do the same going on the road in an SEC game. Kiffin has not been very good in SEC openers as well, and these games tend to be close. So I don't hate taking a parlay in this game with the under in Kentucky plus 10. I think it's going to be a close, low-scoring game.
We're talking to PJ Glasser, your host of Send It In on the BetQL Network, and I see a game ACC against SEC. Well, this isn't going to be good, right? It's South Florida against Florida, but is it too many points here? PJ, how would you wade into this? I'm looking at the Gators favored by 17.5 over South Florida.
Gene, I think a lot of people are going to see this game, right? And South Florida had a great showing in week one. It was that Friday night game against Thursday night game against Boise State, and they smoked them. I think that game was more about Boise, though, you guys. I mean, Genty, not going out on a limb, saying he was the heart and soul of that team last year. We knew they would miss him. I didn't think they would miss him that much. And this is the tough part about week one and handicapping it. Is it more about how one team didn't look or how one team did look, right? That's a big conversation about like Bama and Florida State this week. Is Florida State good? Is Bama bad? Is it a little bit of both? I think that Boise game was a lot about Boise just not being good. Keep this in mind too, you guys, with the South Florida matchup. South Florida's head coach comes from Josh Heupel coaching tree, who's the head coach of Tennessee. So his offense tends to give teams a lot of issues. The Gators play the Vols every year. So Florida knows what they're going up against. I think they'll be well prepared. And South Florida, they did look good against Boise, but they're facing a different beast this week, going to the swamp and taking Florida. So I like Florida minus the 17.5.
You know, for as good as some of the week one matchups were, I think we got spoiled. Week two, not as many high-profile matchups, not as many blue blood schools. And you see a team like Michigan against Oklahoma, and that one is one that you might not have the kind of significance that it could have later in the season, but it's still a great matchup by two power schools. What's your take on Michigan-Oklahoma?
First half under, you guys, if people can find some 24s out there, I think that's a great bet, first half under. Because, again, like, what did we see in week one? Texas-Ohio State, 14-7. Clemson-LSU, 17-10. Miami and Notre Dame was 14-7.5. Bama-Florida State was 17-7. I mean, all these games were low scoring. I don't expect this one to be any different. You have a true freshman in Bryce Underwood playing on the road in front of 80,000 people, first true road start, two good defenses. Oklahoma's got a very good defense. And I like their quarterback a lot, John Mateer, but I think their offensive line is a work in progress. So I think this game's going to be ugly. It's going to be low scoring. I like the first half under. I think Oklahoma is a great money line parlay piece. You know, the look-ahead line for this game, you guys, was 2.5. It's all the way up to 5.5. I think that's just a little bit too much of an adjustment, but I could see the Sooners winning this game by a touchdown. So I'm staying away from the spread. I like Oklahoma money line, but I like that first half under.
PJ Glasser, our guest, as we're taking a look now at some of these NFL lines. And PJ, as we look at Cincinnati-Cleveland, who is your week one survivor pick? Because when we're exploring the options, look, we're not impressed with Cleveland, but in our world here, when we're picking week one particularly, this violates two of our rules. I don't want to pick any divisional game. I don't want to pick a team on the road. But Cincinnati doing something different this year, playing players in the preseason, getting everybody ready. Will that make a difference? Are you believing in Cincinnati minus the 5.5 on the road?
Guys, it's such an interesting game. So listen to this stat. I think it's the best one that we have in week one, okay? If you just take divisional home dogs, okay, in week one, divisional home dogs, since 2018, they're 10-2 against the spread. If you go all the way back to 2012, divisional home dogs, 18-4 against the spread.
Wow.
If you just blindly take a divisional home dog this week, and we got a bunch, Seattle, Atlanta, Cleveland, you got a couple on the board. If you just take them, you're probably going to make a profit. What makes this game interesting, though, you guys, is I just don't think the Browns are very good. I mean, the fact Joe Flacco is still starting in the year 2025 is kind of crazy in week one. But, Gene, you said it. The reason I like the Bengals in this game is the narrative and the perception around them to start seasons. Burrow has only won one game in the first 2 weeks of his career. He's only won one. They start slow every year, but I think the focus in the preseason to make sure they start fast this year, I think that's why I like the Bengals, right? Because I think the reason that those home divisional dogs in week one are so good is because, you know, maybe those favorites, well, you have those underdogs that are at home. It's week one. They're fired up. They're ready to go. But I think the Bengals will be equally as fired up and ready to go. And they know they can't take these games for granted. So not only do I like the Bengals minus the points, I think they're a good-looking survivor if you're willing, if you have the stones to do it, right, guys? Because so many people got burned by the Bengals last year in Survivor when they lost to New England that everybody who took them last year isn't going to want to go back to the well again this year. But I do think they're probably a good play because not many people are probably going to be on the Bengals.
All right, PJ, can we get a verdict on our choice? And again, we went chalk. I don't care. I mean, honestly, it's week one. I just want to get to week two. Do you like Denver over Tennessee as a choice?
That was my pick in my Survivor pool. I also went Denver. I have to say, you always got to be worried in week one when you're on the consensus pick. But it is Sean Payton. It is that defense in the altitude. And this is what the Broncos did last year. They were front runners. They beat up on the bad teams in the NFL. I think Cam Ward has a chance to be a really good pro. I think he has, even this year, I think he has a chance to be really good. But there's a stat out there, you know, these rookie quarterbacks, especially their first start on the road, they tend to really struggle in these kind of games. So I think Tennessee is going to be a team that I bet a decent amount this year, plus the points. I don't think this is one of those games. I think Denver is the play this week.
We've said this, too, when it comes to Survivor. Bad defenses are bad plays, which would be a knock on the Bengals pick if you did decide and you have the stones to take Cincinnati. You're hoping that that defense at least plays better than it looks on paper going into Cleveland. And just humor me for a second because you gave us that great stat about divisional home dogs. I'm fairly certain my Bears are divisional home dogs on Monday night. Is that accurate?
That's one of my favorite plays of the week, Mr. Danger. Your Chicago Bears, baby, +1.5. Look, the stat, right? J.J. McCarthy on the road in his first start as a divisional favorite. I'm good. I'm good with all that. I'm not like as high as some people are on the Bears, but I'm not as low as other people are. I'm kind of right in the middle. I think Chicago is going to be much improved. I think Ben Johnson is going to be a very good head coach, but I do like them in that week one spot. You know, I think the Vikings got a little bit worse on each side of the ball. And guys, I mean, I watch McCarthy a lot at Michigan. I just don't think the guy's very good. So fading him in his first start as a favorite, I like the Bears on Monday night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
PJ Glasser, our guest here in the Sports Bar. PJ, for years in Rochester, there was a columnist who would come out with his Friday picks, and they always had a theme to him. This team is very, very bad, and they're going to lose. Like, you always knew which way he was going to do it. So it's with that in mind. If he was writing this, oh, the Saints are very, very bad. Arizona's going to beat them up on the road. Arizona giving 6.5. I don't know if Arizona's very good. So you're looking at this one. Are you confident enough, or are you just playing it safe with the Saints, even though we really don't like their situation at quarterback? They are getting 6.5 points at home.
So, guys, I think this is the Survivor trap game of the week is Arizona, because you know people in Survivor, they're going to want to just target the Saints all season, just like they wanted to target New England all of last season, and New England pulled the upset in week one and knocked a bunch of people out. I think the Saints have the opportunity to do the same thing. I think they're live in this game against Arizona. I always like fading teams that are not used to being this big a road favorite, right? Baltimore, Buffalo, Philly, Kansas City, like, they're used to covering big numbers. They're used to being touchdown favorites on the road against bad teams. Arizona's not used to that. And the Superdome is going to be a lot different in week one than it is going to be in week 14. Saints are going to be one of the worst teams in football. I mean, that's no mystery. Their roster's no good. But for week one, at least, at the start of the season when there's still hope and everybody's healthy and they're ready for the season to go, and the Superdome's packed and it's getting loud, still, that's going to be a tough place to play for Arizona. Guys, Kyler Murray's 15-17 straight up as a favorite in his career. He's just not good as a favorite. I mean, the guy just doesn't win. He's great as an underdog, especially against the spread, but not as a favorite. So I definitely like the Saints plus the points, but I would take a look at the money line. I think it's going to be one of the big upsets of week one, so I like New Orleans.
PJ Glasser, the host of Send It In on the BetMGM Network, joining us in the Sports Bar with his favorite plays of week one in the NFL. The Mike Vrabel era begins in New England, and they're going to host the playoff-bound Las Vegas Raiders. PJ, let's talk about it.
I mean, guys, well, I just told you Vegas is going to be in the playoffs, so I'm hoping they win this game, right? My favorite win total over in the offseason was Vegas. My favorite win total under of the offseason was New England. So it's pretty straightforward for me. I like Vegas on the money line in this game. When it comes to the Patriots, like, they're just – it's kind of giving me Justin Fields vibes and, like, Drake May vibes, the Bears vibes. Like, I get Drake May has potential, and he looks good. Guys, he's 1-9 as a starter. They were favored in 0 games last year. They're favored in 11 games this year. They got an upgraded coach. There's no doubt. Vrabel is one of my favorites. I'm a big Vrabel fan. They're going to be improved on offense. They're going to be improved on defense. I think this jump, though, and the fact that everybody's picking New England to go to the playoffs, I'm just not there. I just don't see it personally yet with Drake May. I have to see more. And it just feels like very Chicago bearish and like Fields to me a couple years ago when there was a lot of excitement going into the off season and there was all these projections about the Bears. And it's like, okay, great. I see the talent too, but Fields like wasn't winning games. And at the end of the day, like Drake May hasn't won games yet. And now he's a favorite in all these games and everybody's picking New England to go to the playoffs. I think we're going to get some good opportunities to fade New England this year. I think this is one of those boys. Give me the Raiders money line.
PJ Glasser, our guest, and send it in. PJ, let's set you up for the last one here. And I will be honest, I don't like Buffalo this Sunday night. I just think it's a matchup that if you go back to last regular season, then granted that game was in Baltimore, but the Ravens just showed they can be a matchup nightmare at times. I thought the reason why Buffalo went ding, 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 the Ravens turned the ball over 3 times. If the Bills don't get those takeaways, I don't like Buffalo's chances. The Ravens, gosh, now they're like, I'm looking at this. I'm seeing the Ravens actually as a favorite. Buffalo is a home dog. Is that correct?
Yeah, the Ravens took some money this morning, you guys, and it flipped to Baltimore becoming a favorite. Huh. I will say the injury report in this game is pretty interesting. So Isaiah Likely is going to be out. We've known that for a while, and that's going to be a big piece that the Ravens are missing. He was great last year in the playoff game. But about 20, 25 minutes ago or so, Harbaugh was at the podium, and they were asking about Pat Ricard, the fullback, and what his availability would be. And he really wouldn't answer the question. And when Harbaugh tends to do that and he avoids a question, that's not usually a good sign. And look, I mean, Derek's a Hall of Fame running back. Lamar's arguably the greatest rushing quarterback ever. The guys are pretty good at running the football. But Ricard, I mean, he really makes that engine go because he's a great fullback. He's the lead blocker for Derek, and he can do a lot of different things. He's very versatile. So if Ricard doesn't play, that's a big deal in this game as well. I think the prop market is the way to go in this game, you guys. It is a true coin flip. It could go either way. I think now that Buffalo is the dog, I think teasing them up to +7.5, whichever team closes the underdog, and just teasing them up to +7, 7.5, I think is the way to bet the game. Betting it live, I think, is the way to go as well. Last year in the playoffs, the Ravens were 7.5 at halftime, and that was a great bet. They lose by 2. So live betting teaser, I think, is the way to go. But the prop market is the way that I would attack the game, and specifically Lamar rushing attempts and Lamar rushing yards. Because last year, you guys, when they opened up the season against Kansas City, he ran the ball 16 times for 122 yards. Like, there are certain games when Lamar goes all out, when it's against Allen or Mahomes, or it's when it's against the team that beat him in the playoffs last year, when it's week one and he's healthy and he's fresh, that's when he uses his legs. He didn't have a single design run last year. I would not expect that to happen again in this game. So I really think Lamar is going to run quite a bit in this game. Also, you got to bet a Mark Andrews first touchdown and anytime touchdown prop because he's going back to the scene of the crime, and I think they're going to feed him, and I think he finds the end zone, so that's another angle as well. If I had to bet the game, though, I probably would bet Buffalo just because I know how the Ravens are in these kind of games, and it'll probably be close. They'll probably outgame the Bills, but there'll be a turnover or two, and Allen will make a play at the end. And as I think I told you guys a while ago, I wouldn't be surprised if this game comes down to a Tyler Loop, the Ravens rookie kicker, game-winning field goal, and we'll see what happens. But I think the Bills win the game. But teaser and live betting, definitely the way to go because it is a true coin flip with these two teams.
And PJ, on Lamar, quickly, his foot, nothing to be concerned about for the preseason?
From everything I'm reading and hearing and talking to people, he should be 100% good to go, looking like Lamar. So, if I had any kind of, like, worry, trepidation about it, I wouldn't bet any of the rushing props, but I think he'll be fine.
PJ Glass, your host, is Send It In on the BetMGM Network. As you're looking for a resource, we highly recommend PJ Glass. Or PJ, tell everybody where they can catch your show.
1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, you guys, every Monday through Friday. Catch out, Send It. You catch Send It In on the BetMGM Network, Twitch, YouTube. We live stream the show on X as well. And thank God football's back. Yeah, man, does it make the show easy. I'm talking to my producer. I'm like, let's talk a little college tomorrow, some NFL. Let's talk some more NFL. And boom, we got ourselves a show. So great to have us back, you guys. And 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Every weekday on the BetMGM Network.
Have you made your Super Bowl prediction yet?
I have. I like the Bills over the Rams this year. That is my pick. So I think the Bills are going to do it, you guys. For me, the difference is I think they're going to get the one seed this year in the AFC because of how the schedule lays out for them. I think they get the one seed. And the fact that now the entire AFC gets to go through Buffalo, I think, is the difference. I mean, it's the final year of Highmark Stadium, right? There's a lot Bills got going for them. So I think they go out with the bang, and I think this is finally the year they do it.
And PJ, I'm not glossing over your NFC pick for the Super Bowl because before we had you on, I said Matt Stafford and everything that's been made of him this preseason is all about managing reps and less about a true injury. The guy is tough as nails. He's going to throw for over 4,000 yards. He's going to have two 1,000-yard receivers. And the Rams have just as good a chance as anybody in the NFC to end up playing in Santa Clara.
They do, and obviously Stafford's the whole key, and you do worry about the back and how he's going to hold up, but man, was that defense good at the end of last year. They're only going to get better. I love the Devontae Adams signing to be the number two along with Puka. You still got Kyron Williams there. McVay's obviously a terrific coach. So It's all Stafford, like it is in the NFL. It's a quarterback league, and he's got to stay healthy and look like Matt Stafford. But if he does, fellas, I think they're going to win the NFC this year. So I got Bills, Rams, and Santa Clara, and I got Buffalo winning the Lombardi.
PJ, oh boy, let's revisit this in January. PJ, let's talk again next week. Appreciate you, bud.
Sounds good, fellas. Good luck this week. Not too much luck, but
have enjoy. There he is. Joining us from Baltimore, that is the great PJ Glasser, host of Send It In, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, and Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
That was a little surprising that the line flipped there. The Bills a home underdog in week one.
Some money came in on Baltimore this morning, according to PJ. All right, good to know. Good to see. I like the Bills as an underdog in this game. I like everything PJ just said about this team.
You don't think that McDermott's going to point this out?
Oh. Yeah, the vibes around this team going into their last season in this stadium. I know when the schedule came out, you laughed at me and you said, they're not losing at home this season. They're not going to lose a game at Highmark this season.
I think they lose Sunday night.
Well, we'll give our predictions later.
All right.
I still got to go into Tommy Tells It Like It Is on Friday morning and start that tradition all over again and listen to Tommy's ridiculous picks. Can't wait to do that for another season. We'll make our picks here later in the week. But, yeah, I love what PJ is saying, everything he's saying. Not just about the Bills making it to the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl, but also what he said about Sunday night makes a lot of sense. And it might just come down to some of those turnovers, who can limit the mistakes. And we've seen in Buffalo, Baltimore has made some of those mistakes. Kevin Ostreicher is the host of the Locked On Ravens podcast. We'll stay in Baltimore. We'll check in with Kevin next, get his take on practice so far this week for the Ravens and what is coming into Buffalo here Sunday night. And it's our bold prediction special. Yeah. We will be sharing more of our bold predictions throughout the course of the 4 o'clock hour and happy hour as well. You're more than welcome to join us at 866-4FAN and share some of your bold predictions. 866-4326. Also on X at the Fan Rochester.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.